dark secrets.
Hey there, I'm Amy Smith.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey. Welcome to Deep Dark Secrets, a podcast that shines a light in some really dark places.
And thanks for tuning in today, friends, as we continue our discussion about child sex trafficking and the group NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. You know, I pitched an idea to LaDonna. Let's just sprinkle in some shorter episodes to prove the naysayer wrong, that NAMBLA still exists and is alive and well. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. These episodes will be short snippets of a discussion on information that we uncover that proves that NAMBLA has been up to no good well after they supposedly gone defunct in the 80s and 90s. We're going to kick this series off by discussing some arrests that were made back in 2005.
In 2005, seven members of NAMBLA, including two teachers, were arrested in Southern California and charged with allegedly planning to travel to Mexico to have sex with young boys. And according to an FBI spokeswoman, an eighth man was charged with distributing child pornography.
They were charged following a sting operation in which each man allegedly paid hundreds of dollars to an undercover agent to arrange the sex. To catch them, during the investigation, the FBI set up a fake travel company that offered a trip to Mexico to meet these boys for sex. The men had traveled from their homes to Southern California with the expectation of boarding a boat to Ensenada, where they were told sex with the boys was awaiting them at a bed and breakfast.
Ugh. Disgustingly, they requested that some of the boys be as young as 8 years old. For those of you in the back that think you misheard me, let me say it again. They requested that some of those boys be as young as 8 years old.
Ugh.
Awful. And according to the FBI, this investigation exemplified their commitment nationwide and the commitment of local, state, and federal task force partners to find child predators within the United States and beyond our borders.
Jeff DeVore, 53, he was one of the men arrested and charged with distributing child pornography as a result of the sting. DeVore, a minister at Brea Congregational Church in Orange County, was not, however, accused of planning to go on the Mexico trip. DeVore, who was also a chiropractor, first met an undercover FBI agent at a North American Man-Boy Love Association meeting. NAMBLA, however, was not charged in this case.
I want our listeners to remember that NAMBLA was established in 1978, and these arrests, in this case, or these NAMBLA members, those were made in 2005. Okay? That's 27 years after its inception. 27 years. NAMBLA is alive and well still, and it was alive and well then, globally. And listen to me. NAMBLA wants your children.
Absolutely. They want your children and they want money.
That's right. It's a very frightening organization, and everyone should take notice of the things that we're talking about here. You can find them out for yourself, a simple internet search. But we've done this deep dive for you so you can understand NAMBLA's role, that we believe the role they play in child sex trafficking.
Absolutely. And if you visit the NAMBLA website and click on the How Can I Participate button on the menu bar, you're going to find that statement that is marked as being updated October 26, 2023, which means they are not defunct. So here's the statement. NAMBLA's strength depends solely on its supporters. This means you, the person reading this page. Sure, there are people already supporting our common effort, but we need a wider base to assure continuity and to stay strong. Without you, we risk gradually fading away. By sincerely participating in legal ways we will suggest below, you will become part of a community of mutual support and trust. I will need those who say NAMBLA was defunct back in the 1990s, early 2000, to explain to me how that is true when this website clearly indicates that they had a strong heartbeat in 2023.
That's right. They're alive and well. And what you said is exactly right. And I have a bit of a surprise for you, Amy.
Okay. What's that?
I sent NAMBLA an email and asked them how I could legally get involved.
No, you did not.
I did. I couldn't resist. I couldn't help myself. So I sent them an email. I said, hi, my name's LaDonna Humphrey. And your website says that I could write to you and inquire how I could legally get involved. So tell me how I can legally get involved with shutting this shit down.
Oh, go, LaDonna.
I couldn't help myself. You know me, guys. You know how it goes.
Oh, that's awesome.
But in all fairness, I also sent them an email from a different account and didn't tell them that it was me. And I had a friend enlisted in this because he's a male, and he did write to them as well. And he is asking them how he can get legally involved and to see if they respond to him. And we'll go down the NAMBLA trail.
Wow. That is definitely a surprise. And yet here I sit, not surprised. Well, friends, I think this is an interesting note to close out this episode. Remember, we're going to give you some smaller episodes so that you can kind of absorb this awful subject of child trafficking and specifically about NAMBLA and how we can rid the world of them. Tune in each week as we continue to expose the heinous world of human trafficking, and keep tuning in to see if LaDonna receives a message back from NAMBLA. We'll also be releasing some additional podcasts on the death fetish industry in the coming weeks, so there's a lot to tune in for. So buckle up. This promises to be interesting. Until then, stay safe and remember, keep your lights on.
For exclusive content from this episode and other episodes, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/deepdarksecrets. Sign up and you will receive Deep Dark Secrets merchandise, extra episodes, and much more. For more information about our podcast, visit deepdarksecretspodcast.com.